Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Wednesday. You're listening to The Art of Seduction with Gray Eyes Smith and my cohort, Weaver of Dreams, will be here tonight. So tonight's show is based on a contest that I ran called When You're in Love with a Beautiful Person, and that will be the gist of tonight's show. So I'm going to bring on Weaver of Dreams. Hello, hi. Weaver.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and how are you?
Well, I'm awake. It's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Great to have you. Appreciate you calling in to hang out.
Thank you.
And yeah. So let's get this thing rolling.
Let's do that thing. Just give me one moment, then I'll be with you. Now, here we are, we're doing okay, yeah. Considering 10 minutes ago I was in the land of Nod, we're not too bad. Here we have the first one we have is Sangrada Familia by Versus Goliath. And would you care to read that for us, please, Gray?
Okay, sure. I just have to refresh my page and find the link here. I'm not seeing the link in the group. There it is. Okay. Sangrada Familia by Versus Goliath. We'd met at work. Her smile was better than any paycheck. It didn't make any sense. But she showed a suitor's forearm sized ahem and said they're always jerks. After that, our conversations were candid. We shared avocados for lunch, just a pinch of salt on top. Restocking shelves, we danced. No one else mattered. As customers droned on, our eyes talked. One night, she dared us further. Working three jobs, she knew I was off. And even after all that, my energy would make a nuclear reactor jealous. Surging through air, The softest lips ignited chemicals colliding, playfully keeping score, 9-0. Happiest shut out of my life. Think it would have continued if sun wasn't rising. We both knew there was more to come. I rushed to meet her at work, picked up her delightfully frail frame, her giggles and warm hug still imprint upon a deep part of me. We waltzed the aisles, cuddled on breaks as she studied. If managers noticed, we didn't give a fuck. Might as well have been our own world. She was the only thing for miles, my beautiful desert flower and poem. And what did you think, Weaver?
Sorry, I was on mute. That is just so, it's part of everyday life, isn't it? It's just your life is going on, and then you meet this wonderful person, and even if you have to work, you're having fun. I think that's just lovely. I think it sounds like a little hard work it must have been. It also must have been great fun, and you would love that, wouldn't you, to be able to look forward to rush into work and see somebody that makes you feel great. I particularly love the picked up her delightfully frail frame, her giggles and warm hugs still imprint upon a deeper part of me. Oh, so sweet. Beautifully written and very well done. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. And I enjoyed the title, Sangrada Familia. I'm not too sure what Sangrada means, but I will... It was enjoyable throughout the write, though. I mean, you can see all this as you read through it. And then after our conversations were candid, we shared avocados for lunch, just a pinch of salt on top. Restocking shelves, we danced. No one else matters. As customers droned on, our eyes talked. One night, she dared us further. You know, romance at work is not always the easiest thing to do. But, you know, they did it quite valiantly. So, great job. Thank you for sharing verses. All right, where are we to next, Weaver?
Okay, next we have... Oh, this is going to challenge me. She Got Me Into a Trance by Sinhao Biswarup. Wonderful, wonderful name. Okay, and
yeah.
I will read this one. So... She got me into trance. My eyes collided with hers in a lift. The lift landed ground floor. She walked out in nonchalant gait, but I forgot and again sent up to the top. I realized it matures, this is not going to rift. After 2-3 visual collision, we somehow melted into each other and started winging around with mirth abound, often hitting pubs and restos, sharing warmth and chill. On ephemeral vacation on sea or hill, slurping from same coffee mug, biting from same burger, I realized I got into her basin of illusion. I am so over the moon, never expected a co-traveler soon. Now this shared pathway from nowhere to fork, the entwined fingers not gonna fall apart. Now I got two for this a kiss, one me she and the other is my solitude. You can call me a Romeo or a loon. End poem.
I enjoyed that. You know, it's it speaks of sharing the journey of life and the love that sends you over the moon, is what Pam said in her comment. But I agree wholeheartedly. You know, it's walking through life with your hand and held in somebody else's hand is a beautiful thing. And I thought he captured that quite wonderfully. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, I agree totally. It has a sort of a, there's a lilt to it that's completely the writer, the poem's conclusion is just that it's fun. It was unexpected, obviously, but fun. And I like that. I like the fact that it's got this... I can't think the rhythm to it. Yeah, the rhythm to it is light, but tells you everything that this person was feeling so succinctly. And I did like it. And some of the word choices were absolutely wonderful. I liked it a lot. So I think, yes, very clever, very well written, very sweet all round. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Weaver. And thank you for joining me. I didn't thank you yet, but thank you for joining me tonight.
My pleasure. You know, I always enjoy our little encounters. You're always so calm.
Yeah.
When I start to panic, you keep me grounded. So thank you, because I do tend to panic. Oh, dear. I don't like things not going right. But, yeah, great to be here, my dear. I'm enjoying it. And getting up warm. I'm also trying to find a piece of poetry just to put in open poetry. So that's going to be fun. I hadn't realized how much poetry I've got. Anyway. Okay, shall we carry on and I'll stop talking?
Sure.
Okay. Well, gotcha. Okay, here we have it. Chance Encounter by Daniel Duhame. So if you could give that a read for us, please, Gray.
Okay, sure. The first time I met her, she entered my dreams like a wrath of passion, making me vulnerable to her charms, inladen with a spell. When I awaken, I vowed to find her in the flesh, becoming my quest for the perfect beauty. Did she exist? Was a question burning in my mind, causing me to sweat with anxiety. I had to find her before madness overtook me. Not knowing her existence became my curse. Everywhere I looked, she appeared in faces that were not hers, but yet haunted my mind, trying to find the one true love, fortified by fate. Then, by chance, I got a glimpse of her, walking across the street. My heart almost leapt for her, and my mind raced, trying to find the right words to say, hello. Through sheer willpower, I stood beside her, and from somewhere inside, words escaped my lips without thinking, and our conversation led to a rendezvous, where we discovered that we had the same dream under different circumstances. It was apparent we belonged together because the universe had willed it into fruition. End poem.
Wow, that was wonderfully read. Thank you so much. Great. I think this is my kind of thing. You know, where you meet in a dream world, the reality is nothing. It's just you in this dream. And I love the fact that he so cleverly said it would happen that he saw this woman's face, even though it wasn't her. He saw her face in other people. He was so desperate to actually meet her. It was just lovely, and it hung beautifully together until you got to the point where they finally met. You're not expecting them to, but yes, they do. The universe comes together, and they meet, and they belong together. That's just lovely. Ah, I like it. I think your prompt is bringing out some beautifully sweet poetry tonight, and I enjoyed that very much, Daniel. Thank you for sharing.
I agree wholeheartedly, and thank you so much, Weaver. Yeah, you know, I enjoyed the write. It's when you dream of somebody and then you find them in real life, that's a magical thing. And, you know, to have that happen has to be awe-inspiring for sure, and just magical throughout. So, I mean, yeah, the universe did have your two willed into fruition, I believe. So great job. Thank you for sharing, Daniel.
Hello?
Hi, Weaver.
Oh, I thought you'd disappeared. Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay.
But I did have aliens interrupting my phone call earlier today when I was trying to use my phone. I just kept getting these garbled-sounding voices, and it was quite discouraging for sure. So I'm glad they seem to be asleep now.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, man, I don't like aliens. The very thought of an alien just creeps me out totally, because I believe there has to be something out there. They just don't want to know us, hopefully.
Yeah.
All googling. Yeah, horrible.
Exactly.
Oh, the universe, don't you just love it? It just scares the bejesus out of you. Ah, okay, so next we have The Heart's Perception by Selena. And we have a SoundCloud, I think, for this, Gray.
Okay. I'm not seeing it closed again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Bear with me. My fingers ain't working.
Okay.
Gotcha. There we are.
All right.
A heart.
Okay, I will play the SoundCloud for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
When you are in love, you see only beauty, for the heart has its own perception. To you, their aura shines like a million stars. Upon your soul is imprinted their reflection. Their beloved face seems to hold such grace, the music of their voice makes your heart leap. Each moment you are completely lost within their world, utterly captivated, even in sleep. You know each expression in their eyes, each nuance of their bewitching smile. You can think and dream of nothing else but moments of pure bliss that beguile. Who can say why one chooses another? It's a mystery impossible to explain. And if your love is not returned, it brings such insurmountable pain. Love asks not for perfection in face or form, as rare as a Stradivarius violin. True beauty is not measured by what is seen, but by that which shines from within.
Well, she has such a wonderful voice for reading her SoundClouds. You know, it's hypnotic and engaging throughout. It was an incredible write. And you can feel the love and the passion and the desire that comes between two people as they join in their romance. And, you know, who knows why that is, what brings those two together. But it's definitely a spark that shines from inside. And I thought it was fascinating, a beautiful take on the prompt. And well done. Thank you so much for sharing that SoundCloud, Stelina. And Weaver, what did you think?
We shouldn't be blasé about Stelina's work. You know, we shouldn't say, oh, as we expected, it was wonderful. Because, you know, that's undermining it just a little bit. It's beautifully done, and it cannot be an easy thing to achieve that beautiful flow, the rhymes, the melody itself. She does a wonderful job. She really does. And it's always, as you say, is so sweet and so sensual, and so the inflections are absolutely perfect. But she does take you on a journey, doesn't she? She takes you to that place that you would actually love to be living in, a place where there are a million stars and your beloved face is there for you to enjoy. Ah, lovely. So as ever, thank you so much, Stelina, for sharing. It was beautifully done.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for your wonderful comment. All right. What do we have next?
And next, coming up, we have Blue Immortal by Ben Hart. And Gray, if you would read that for us, please.
Sure. One, Blue Immortal. Stolen wings, given back, one feather at a time. She stood there naked, bar the ashes on her smile. Something lost in technicolor rain, dressed in dim and ticker tape. The whole world moving through spaces, intimate. White lips, looking for a moment's notice to linger into romance. Apparition eyes, flying colors that signal no surrender. Looking to lose in the fight against death for as long as she can. Angels blue, going dancing to celebrate the fall. All in a night, she dies 100 times and welcomes them all to speak. Now I see what belief preceded, that in the status of choice, beyond the motion of body, the motion of mind, it's all speaking to me, the search for an answer through eyes of St. Peter. 3. Neon green. Stranger slender swaying like reeds to music's breathing. Folds of romance stumbling under foolish wings. Phantoms panicked when they'd already lost everything. Victorious veterans who still cling to the hope that there will come a night that never ends. 4. I cannot do it anymore. Keep our love alive alone. So come the dawn, I think it's time to go. Time for me to go. I must wander into the dawn of a new day. I must wander away, further away from your grace. I have to escape. 5. Beckoning. Just one truth away, one question removed from the truth that I love you. Like sunlight consuming the kitsugi clouds it had created to satiate the melancholy feeling, feeding on tears of petrichor, but never still their sadness. Like nebulae's loom spins starlight from threads of dim, not through conscious thought, need, or instinct, but simply because that's the way it became, like flame dancing after beckoning a wick, a piper's white lie, that dance that never ends, because wick doesn't want for one to have to mourn the other, but flame only knows the hunger. My love is yours, but it's not enough to make you feel beloved. 6. Mortal. Clouds rest in the arms of fallen architects as the rain pours down domes built by men it doesn't remember. Beyond the moments they tried to capture in these prisons of glass, these monuments of time's demise at the hands of mortal love, and they made it see-through for a reason, so you could always find someone to kill time with. End poem. And what are your thoughts, Selena?
Beautiful as ever. And this is I think I read this once actually. Or possibly, I can't remember, but yes, beautiful. I love the way he takes you through everything so beautifully. Delineated, so well written, so that you know how hard, and you know, this was not an easy love, as they say, but there was no question that he does love, and that's always a wonderful thing when that's there to build on. That's a great thing. So yeah, very, very deep, very full of a lot of emotion, which, you know, which is something we've come to expect and enjoy from these particular rites. So there is a lot of emotion in them. The artwork, beautiful. Ben's artwork is always, this one particularly, is beautiful. I love the colours. Oh, they're like so dreamlike as well. But there is this sadness. It appears there, whether you'd want it to or not. But beautifully done, Ben. And thank you very much for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Weaver. And I really enjoyed this art where it says, stolen wings given back one feather at a time until she stood there naked, bar ashes on her smile. And the whole thing is just filled with emotions and depth. And I thought it was just a beautiful, beautiful rite. Great job. Thank you so much for sharing, Ben. All right, we have another caller here. according to Bill. We have area code 919. Hello, area code 919.
Hi.
Who's calling you?
This
Hi.
Is Elise Ramey, Lisa Fedor.
I'm sorry.
Calling in with Elise Ramey, the poet who wrote The Tryst.
Oh, Tryst, okay. All right. Can you hang out for a bit, or did you want to read right away?
Oh, yeah, I can. I didn't realize I was late. I just saw your message.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, yeah, so we've got you on the list there, Elise Ramey, and yeah, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Are you in Late Night Poets Group?
I've been on the show before, and yeah, I'm in the group. I just have been rather inactive.
Yeah, okay, because that's where we post poems for our callers to read, if you wouldn't mind checking into that page.
Yes. Okay. I will look at that now.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to take up too much time.
Oh, no. You're fine.
Okay. Now I've got to find that, right? Oh, it's in groups, of course.
Well, we won't put you to work right away. We'll let you settle
you.
In. No problem. We normally throw.
Much.
They normally throw me in as soon as I arrive, and it's really disconcerting. But you take your time, get yourself organized, and
okay.
when you have a poem already on the board, do you?
Yeah,
cool, cool.
Yes, she does.
Well, I'll get to that in a moment or two. Okay, so I'll just post the next one up, and are you quite happy to read some of the poetry with us as well?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Excellent. That's good. More voices, more voices help things go along. I love other people's perspectives as well. It's great fun. Okay, so.
I feel like participating today.
Oh, kiddo. Which is more than I did. I only woke up 10 minutes before the show. I'm completely.
Okay.
I'm on holiday. I'm on holiday in Spain. And I don't sleep much anyway. And the mosquitoes have been having such fun with me. That I'm like this big shivery mess at the moment, scratching everywhere. It's terrible. Terrible. Doesn't make for conduciveness.
Yeah. They call mosquitoes our national bird here in British Columbia.
Do they?
Oh,
I hate them. I hate them with a passion. Yeah. Little so-and-sos. Oh, they're like the gnats that we have in. They're like the gnats that we have in Scotland, the midges. They're just not worth it.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't be allowed. They shouldn't be allowed. Single-handedly, we'll get them. Yeah. So you'll excuse me if I jump around a lot because I'm not able to.
No, okay.
Right, I'll get the next one on the board and stop talking. I do apologize. It's trouble. I've had 2 hours sleep. I feel like I can conquer the world. Right. We have When Hen... Oh, I like this play on When Henley Met Stanley by Yusri Ramtani. And I will read this one. I'll give this one a read. So here we go. I'll do my very best. When Henley met Stanley, when I first saw her, her hair were curly as spring. I was mesmerized to see her grace, which I couldn't embrace. Her eyes were an ocean of wonder, filled with emotions of thunder. Loneliness became her appetite, which she could not fight. The symphony of my heartbeat started to arise. We met sea sights far away from miles. She ran far and far. She was a broken heart, but I was a Bart. I couldn't lose, leaping across worlds in her search. Found her wearing a crutch in a restaurant near Sapporo, ordering a gazpacho. I finally found her. And I introduced her, but she did not recognize. She thought she was jeopardized. Afterward, she came to know I was a prince by the waiter. She became friendly. Her name was Henley, and mine was Stanley. I told her my feelings. The wind screamed in her face. Her broken heart was healed, which she did not reveal. Her loneliness was killed. Finally, I kneeled and proposed to her. She said yes. In this way, our happily ever after began. End poem.
Oh, beautiful read. And I enjoyed the write. You know, it has a great storyline to it. You know, he sees her, he meets her, he confesses his feelings for her and her for him. And then they end up getting married at the end, which is a beautiful thing. So I thought it was just a fantastic poem on the subject of finding the one you love and running away with her. So a beautiful write and a fantastic read, Weaver. And what did you think of the poem? I'm sorry, I have to be getting your name here. Alice?
Elise. It's an anagram for Lisa Marie. You can call me Lisa Marie. I thought I was being clever with the Elise Ramey. Anyway, I thought it was a lovely poem, and I do like, as you mentioned, the resolution in the end. It's a nice little walk through falling in love, in my opinion. And yeah, it was really well read too. Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you so much. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to unmute. Oops. First of all, I love the title, When Henry Met Sammy. It was just beautiful. And yet there was a lightness, there was a certain purity about this I thought was wonderful. It felt like a first love, and the whole thing about, you know, leaping across worlds and finding her and healing her heart. Beautiful. You know, you'd want that, wouldn't you? That's really romantic. A little bit of romanticism goes a long way, I think. And I thought this was very well written. And, very enjoyable, yeah. And I just thought there were certain phrases that I just thought were wonderful. You found her in a restaurant near Sephora, ordering a spatula. I finally found her and I introduced her, but she didn't recognize him. That was lovely, yeah. Very well done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And I'd like to welcome Captain B2, a.k.a. Bobby, to the show.
Bobby!
Hi, Bobby.
I'm my own fanfare.
You are.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I was in the doctor's office last week, and I was talking to some of the people in there, and there's one old fellow was getting the biggest charge out of me because I was so perky, and he said, "You always this happy?" And I said, "Well," I said, "I'm a party wherever I go." I said, "I walk into a restaurant by myself, and the hostess says, 'Party you want?' And I say, 'You bet your sweet ass.'"
I want to have dinner with you someday.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Oh, my.
Hey, yeah, you know, it's okay. I have fun. Have fun.
Thank you for calling in, Bobby.
What's that?
I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome. And I was going to pop a pre-write in there, but you closed the contest. Can you open it back up? I'll throw a pre-write in there.
Yep, sure.
Thank you. I was actually spent most of the evening looking through them all, and you'd be surprised at how much of my stuff you've already read. I was looking for something that was a little bit different than you hadn't seen before. So that was a challenge.
No,
I appreciate that. You cover the waterfront very nicely. I mean, you read everybody's stuff, which is really very generous of you. You know, we get input that way from people whose opinions we care about. So thank you for that. So I actually did find something, and I will go to your contest and pop it in.
Thank you so much. Very
You're
good.
Welcome. Hello there. Hey, my saucy Scott. It's good to talk to you.
Hello. Lovely to hear you again. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, you too. And I was holding you in high esteem last week because guess what I did last week? I binge watched Outlander.
Oh, yeah. That's our best export ever.
Oh, man, I love that show.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to hear the last poem, Bobby?
Where can I get one? Okay. All right, there it is. Yes. Okay. Let me pop it in here.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll put the next piece of poetry up, and then we'll all get organized, okay? We can do this.
And I'll shut up.
As if that's ever going to happen. We don't believe you.
a challenge. I love a challenge.
Not me, no. I don't challenge anybody. I'm too small. I may be a Scot, but I'm only 4'10". Tell you what, Bobby, you get them up high. I'll get them down low. That's what we'll do.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. So the next one that we have is It Was a Snowy Night When We Met at the Airport by Ed Hunter. And Gray, would you give this a read for us, please?
Yeah, you bet. It Was a Snowy Night When We Met at the Airport by Ed Hunter. It was a snowy night when we met at the airport. Her trembling hands were sweaty and cold. I comforted Nina with a smile and a kiss upon her cheek. I could see she was nervous, tense, and facing the unknown. Unlike any other woman, I was lost into her. The drive to the hotel was quiet and reserved. Nina fell asleep on my shoulder. Beyond the blossoming gardens, the cool breeze has secrets to unveil. We've become grapevines flourishing fruit among the trellis. Our arms are anxious to cuddle and dissolve into each other. Walking into the room, we finally kissed. The taste of her mouth, tongue, and lips I so craved, an intense longing never experienced before, came true. With a glass of red wine, our taste buds wanted more. A slow dance warmed our body, but we couldn't resist. Slowly, I unbuttoned her blouse while she removed my shirt. Passionate, unstoppable kissing rose beyond the magnificent moon blooming throughout the room. Her body was a gentleness for me, but our obsession was destined. I carried Nina to the bed, kissing her heavily on the neck. It was a springy free fall. We both laughed without stopping our excitement. Her perfume and bouquet skin made my pulse race to infinity. So beautiful and tempting, my mouth watered from appetite. Carefully, I removed Nina's slacks. Her breathing goes wild. Savoring my lips upon her breast, I unclasp her bra and throw it across the room. Pressing, squeezing, burning heat is unstoppable. Nina unbuttons my jeans, peels them off with her hands and feet. I slowly kiss her breasts and down her belly, kissing her thighs, removing her panties with my teeth. Sweetness is a velvety butterfly. Smooth, pure aroma is unstoppable. Hives flow up and down her neck and torso. Her swollen fruit is throbbing for more. Screaming, pulling me, her back climbs the wall. My lips wander over the world. Resistance is gone. We are starving for this savage crop. Crawling up her body, kissing every centimeter to reach her lips. Without asking her, legs wrapped around my body, I looked into her eyes and found everything magical. We made love, and we made more love. Our delicate hearts became one. Our desires became real, and our love surrendered to each other. End poem.
Okay.
What did you think, Elise?
I loved the building of the intensity, the excitement. It was, I was going to sound like a crazy word, but it was enrapturing. I felt really drawn to it and excited. I didn't want to read ahead, you know. I wanted it to be evolving in its interest, but you did a great job reading it, so I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And Bobby,
and comment.
Sorry. And Bobby, what did you think?
Comment.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't going to say anything. I said I was going to shut up. No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was very as Elise said, it built gradually. It was great storytelling because it led you from the meeting to its its conclusion, and it did it with a very gentle rhythm. It took you along. You flowed with the story. So it was very nicely done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Bobby. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Well, it certainly took me along, and I was certainly flowing with the narration. Beautifully done. In actual fact, I have my trusty fan out as we speak. I don't know if you can hear it. Whoa, hot, hot, hot. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was very well written. And as everyone has said, it builds so beautifully. So that you, as Elise said, I actually don't read the poetry most of the time before I come on, at least because I like the surprise element and the not knowing what's going to happen. So I totally appreciate what you mean by that. You know, not reading ahead, but letting it just, you know, flow over you. So it was beautifully done. So thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right. What do we have next, Weaver?
And next we have, and we're going to give you a drum roll. It's not a drum roll, it's a trumpet. This is The Tryst by, I hope I've got the right one, Elise, by Elise Swami. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Thanks.
Yes, now I'm looking in the list and I can't see it. It's,
okay. It'll be there in a second. If you just refresh your screen,
yes.
It'll pop up.
Okay.
I'm not seeing it either.
Oh,
you know,
this could be bad. Maybe I've
seen.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
you found it.
I'll repost it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Does it show up at the bottom or the top?
It shows at the bottom near the chat box.
At the bottom. Okay. Okay. Oh goodness. No, I'll do the next one. I'm sorry. For some reason, I can't see it, and it's going to. Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it. Okay, stress. My goodness. Okay. The Tryst. You kissed me so soft and so sweet. I miss you, still feeling your heat. I listen for the fall of your feet. Our tryst was a thrilling retreat. End poem.
Well, fantastic, right? And I enjoyed your read as well. You know, it's short, sweet, to the point. You kissed me so soft and sweet. Our tryst was a thrilling retreat. I liked all the rhyme in it as well. You know, it had a wonderful flow to it. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your voice and your poem. Much appreciated. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, I like a brevity. I think there is such a skill in being able to put all of your story in rhyme in so few words. I think it's something I practiced. I'm not very good at it. So I love to see it when it's done so well. And I thought this was lovely. Oh, I thought it was just, I love the sweetness. You kiss me so soft and so sweet. That is nice, you know. You don't want to be sort of like grabbed and ravaged right away, do you? You want things to build.
Well, it depends, right?
That's true. And how long and how much you've drunk. Yes, I'm with you on that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is my fantasy, I think.
Yes, that is it. Yeah. We crave romance, no matter how we might think, you know, we're women of the world and yada, yada, yada. But it is nice,
right,
to be wanted and to be revered and to be loved. And, yeah, and I love those last two lines. The thought, oh, yes, our tryst was a thrilling retreat. That's just lovely. So you went off for the weekend and had a wonderful time. Cannot fault
it. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. It was lovely to hear. Thank you so much.
And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm in the same camp as Katie, as Weaver, to write a brevity that tells an entire story in a measure, a small measure of words, is a real skill. And this is a beautifully crafted piece. The internal rhyme, very simple, but very direct, and it tells the story. It has a wonderful cadence to it. The short first line, the longer second line, the entire thing is a really beautifully crafted piece, and I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to say anything about your poem, Elise?
It was written a long time ago. I was in a different place in my life, and it was nice to kind of bring it back. My I don't want to get maudlin, but my husband died about 6 months ago Monday, and I wrote it thinking of him, and it was back a long time ago. But it was a joy to read and remember.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for sharing that. It was beautiful.
Thank you. You just got to adapt, right?
Oh, yes, I understand entirely. And our thoughts are with you. It's never an easy thing, and people say time helps, and I'm sure it must do. But memories are there. Memories will always be there. Bittersweet, always bittersweet. So you're doing very well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you for sharing. Very brave. Thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Weaver. All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
Well, next, if I can find my mouse. Oh, there, my little friend. Come here. Honestly, things just will not behave tonight. My body's out of sync. My body's always out of sync. Okay, we have... what on earth do we have here? We have You're in Love with a Beautiful Person by Captain B2. Da-da-da-da. And... would you care to read this for us, please?
Oh, did you pick up the triple knot?
No, I just put it in.
Oh, okay. Shall I pluck it out and put it into the? Hang on a second. I have it right here.
I put it in the group.
Oh, it's there. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, I kind of agonized over which piece to put in there because I really wanted to adhere to your prompt, and I had a couple of pieces that I finally threw them all up in the air, and whatever landed on my desk is the one I put in here, metaphorically speaking. So here we have the trefoil knot. My beloved friend and beautiful lover, as I gaze from the window, I'm watching you go, not yet gone from my sight, and whilst we both are aglow. The bedclothes still warm on the spot where we lay, under new summer swelter, after feast and soiree, as passion's appetite was sated with eager hands. After desire and spirits have heated our veins, our hearts of covetous fire will ashen the remains. In the glorious union where souls and bodies merge, our love's ignited inferno has passed beyond the verge. As this day among so many memorable stands. The strength of our feelings so clearly holds sway. The full of my heart wants you more every day. So it will be that I will fall into love forever till the cords binding our hearts do so sever. We will endure in ardor sublime. Until our next juncture, seconds tick into place. All we can do until then is hold steady our pace. Another golden instant gone, our precious moment gained, hours captured, minutes lost, our boundless love constrained by a separation that cannot overcome time. Waxing philosophical gains us no ground, only presence of mind can hold fast what we found. Opportunity once lost cannot be returned. A lesson in reality, costly won and dearly earned. Our union challenged since inception. Oh, I hope you can't hear that. I'm sorry about that. Waxing philosophical gains us no ground. Only presence of mind can hold fast what we found. Opportunity once lost cannot be returned. A lesson in reality, costly won and dearly earned. Our union challenged since its inception. We swindle the present from the moments we steal. Always meeting in secret to share what we feel. Alone we two souls with passions blended. We dwell in a season where time is suspended. Concealing our love from others' perception. Our universe is fragile. Beyond our control, still the joys of romance we do extol. Circumstance is the key and in command of all things, and we must be content with whatever it brings, making the most of what we have now. And yet, how glorious are our ardor's delights, our passions reaching epic heights, in brief but rapturous delectation, never quite sufficient in duration. Wistfully, it's all that possibility will allow. In consummation, I am yours, and you are mine. We are the trefoil knot, elegantly simple in design. Our essences are beings inexorably combined in our union, one heart, one soul, one mind. Eternity's circumference, no beginning, no end. So with you, my dearest love, my being is fulfilled in this serendipitous connection. Holy, unwilled. This loving knot of ours, it binds us fast, and so in earnest desire that we be joined at last, this, my ardent billet-doux to you, is penned with all my love, my heart's desire, yours. End poem.
Wow. And would you mind reading your glossary for us?
Oh, no. A billet-doux is a love letter in French. A trefoil knot in knot theory, it's a branch of mathematics. The trefoil knot is the simplest example of a non-trivial knot. The trefoil can be obtained by joining together two loose ends of a common overhand knot, resulting in a knotted loop. It's the simplest knot. The trefoil is fundamental to the study of all mathematical knot theories. And what I haven't put is very similar to a Möbius, because if you trace it, it begins and starts with one side. So it is a one-sided knot.
Nice.
Wow, that's beautiful, Bobby. I really enjoyed your read as well. Fantastic read and a fantastic write. I really like the way you started off with my beloved friend and beautiful lover. As I gaze from the window, I'm watching you go, not yet gone from my sight, and whilst we were both aglow, the bedclothes still warm on the spot where we lay under the new summer's welter after feast and soiree. A passion's appetite was salted with eager hands. Yum, yum. Beautiful writing. And the whole thing
Thank
is
you.
Just filled with that kind of stellar craftsmanship that you bring to your writes. So thank you so much
well,
for sharing,
you.
Bobby, and an excellent read
You're
as well. You bet. And Weaver, what did you think?
Ah, well, with wonderful storytelling, beautiful rhyming, a beautiful read, wonderful words, we also are taught something new, which I totally enjoy. I love it, Bobby. You always give me something to ponder on, and I thought that was beautifully done as well. Very subtle, but it's there, the trefoil knot, and it's beautiful. It really is. And yes, the simplicity. But everything in life can be simple, but it generally is knotted up and made even more difficult for us by the way our lives go. They're never very
right.
Yeah, never,
this relationship is a knot, and I think you can read between the lines and understand the subtlety of it. It's just and that's why, and it actually I don't write in a lot of rhyme. But when I start writing and it starts going in that direction, I simply get out of its way.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how this one went.
You could tell it flowed, which is always wonderful. Yes, as you say, rhyming should be something that's not in your face or looks like it's pushed in there to sort of like, you know, join two lines together with a rhyme. It's got to flow, and as you say, that's the way to do it. Go with it when it does. So yes, I thought it was beautiful as ever, and thank you so much. Thank you for making me a little more clever.
which, consider you how clever you are already, is no mean feat.
You sweet talking devil, you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Elise, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I really enjoyed the vocabulary. Use some unusual or at least non. Mundane words, and I just, they were very engaging, and I love the kind of self-examination in the stanza, waxing philosophical gains us no ground, only presence of mind can hold fast what we found, opportunity once lost cannot be returned, a lesson in reality costly won and dearly earned. Our union challenged since its inception. I love that. I love the rhyming. I love the pace, the cadence. And again, you know, you chose some really nice words in there. You gain a lot of subtle meaning in addition to, you know, an overt meaning. Even just saying in consummation, you know, to me is just a beautiful way of phrasing something that could be common, if you know what I mean.
Yes, thank you. I tried very hard. Gray will tell you that you just defined me.
you
did. I am, and Katie will tell you, I am a wordsmith, and when I sit down to write, the Webster sitteth at my left hand, and Roget sitteth at my right. And I'd be lost without my dictionary and my thesaurus, because as an engineer, when I write, I strive for precision, and I look at words as units that you know. Well, one will fit well, another will fit perfectly, and that's right. How I try and assemble. That's how I try and craft my poetry. I look for precisely the right word that gives me the flavor and the connotation that I'm looking for.
That's brilliant. I'm majoring in engineering for 3 years in aerospace engineering.
Oh,
my senior year. Why am I doing this to myself? But anyway, I get what you're saying about the being precise and almost mathematical about it, and your lovely Mobius strip tefoil knot. You know, I just thank you. I really enjoyed that.
You're welcome. And I will put in the chat box since you measured in engineering, you got smart a year before I did. I graduated and then realized I was never going to do that to myself again. but I was a double E. But I will put a link for a piece that talks about time as the persisted illusion, and it talks about how Einstein defined time. And if you like science, you will probably enjoy that piece.
Oh, we can battle now. I actually put a poem up critical of Einstein a bit. So yeah, maybe we'll exchange links of that.
Yeah,
I also insulted Descartes.
I have no strong feelings about him one way or the other. I just played with something that he said.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your comments. I'm glad you like the piece.
Yes, definitely. I appreciate it. And I like the connection.
Absolutely. Wonderful comments, everybody. All right, Weaver, where are we to next?
I love that. Where are we to next? <It's> so cute. oh, dear. I'll tell you what, laddie.
I think we're away somewhere a wee bit far away. Aye. Oh, this is Sabotaged Hearts, Once Again Spark, by Jenny the Deep. And Bobby, would you give this a read for us, please?
I thought you'd never ask. Okay.
You're my secret weapon. Go for it.
Oh, am I now? Let me refresh here. Or as my friend's little boy says, we flesh.
Ah, cute.
Oh, he is. He's adorable. His mother is Catholic, and she's teaching him his prayers. And his aunt is my best friend, and she told me she was over the other night, and he's very little. He's learning his prayers. And so he wanted Auntie to hear him say his evening prayers. And she says, I'm standing in the doorway, his bedroom doorway, and he kneels down next to his bed, and he puts his little hands together, and he bows his head, and he looks up, and he says very brightly, he says, "Hello, Mary, full of grapes."
So cute. I love
it. That was all she could do not to start laughing. I love that. She says, I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of put my hand over my mouth and said, that was very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Jenny the Deep, Sabotaged Hearts, Once Again Spark. Hidden in love's shadows for too long, then like a bright spotlight, you came along. New since high school, but for me, I assumed you were too cool. Years later at Club Zoo, I bumped into you. Your kiss shined love's light right through. Electrifying sensation as our lips sparked. In my heart, you are now rightfully parked. I have lived with and without you and have learned life is better with you. No matter how rough the road gets, it led me to you, and I have no regrets. Love me the way you do makes me, loving me the way you do makes me fly. With you is where I belong. I won't deny. Never again will I let you go. If you didn't already know, now you know. No matter how dark the night, love's sparks always make it glow bright.
Wow, beautiful read, Bobby. And I enjoyed it a lot. You know, it speaks to bumping into somebody and then seeing them again, and the connection is there, but it's stronger. And, you know, it carries you aloft into this romance that takes away the darkness of the night and sparks love and always makes it glow bright. Just a beautiful poem, sentimental and touching. So great job, Jenny. Thank you so much for sharing. And Weaver, what are your thoughts? Oh, actually, sorry, we have somebody on hold here. Hello and welcome to the show, Naomi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi,
good,
Naomi.
Thank you. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Hello, Miss Traveler from Spain. I'm so jealous.
You would not be if you had known the week I have had, Naomi. You would not be here anyway. So yeah, but thank you. I'm enjoying the sun, but not the mosquitoes.
Hi, Bobby. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Gray.
Hi. We have Elise with us as well.
Yes, hi.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, Weaver, what did you think of the poem?
I thought it was very sweet. I like it. You know, we have this hidden love. And I like the fact that, you know, I have known my life with and without you. I like it better with you in my life. I think that's lovely. But, the last two lines, no matter how dark the night, love's sparks always make it glow bright, which is so cool. Yeah, we want that. We want a nice, loving relationship around us to keep us out of the dark and into the light. Wonderful. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Jenny. It was nice. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Elise, what did you think?
I thought it was really nice, and a sweet is a very good word for it.
And it just, there's so many things that kind of naturally rang true to me. Hidden in love's shadows far too long, then like a bright spotlight you came along. I feel that too. It's making me very reflective, I guess, with, but it's so lovely. I mean, years later at Club Zoo, I bumped into you. It's just, anyway, I can't think of any. Well, there's so many words and so many metaphors in here. I really enjoyed it and enjoyed the reading, especially with the emphasis on no matter how dark the night, love sparkle always make it grow bright. That was nicely done.
Great comment. Thank you so much. And Bobby, what did you think? You read it.
Yes. I like the colloquial nature of it. Very conversational, even though it's rhyme. It's a very conversational tone, like she's talking to her friend. It's a love letter. I have lived with you and without you, and have learned life is better with you. No matter how rough the road gets, it led me to you, and I have no regrets. It's very clear in its message, in its affection, and that, as everyone has said, the last two lines, the resolve. No matter how dark the night, love sparks always make it glow bright, and which is true. We all know the euphoria of being in love, and there's a film, I believe it's called The Mirror Has Two Faces, and it's Barbara Streisand and Jeff Bridges. Barbara Streisand plays a literature a professor, and she's talking to her class about poetry, love poetry, and she asks why do we fall in love? Why is love so important? And her class gives her all kinds of academic answers, like procreation and what have you. And she says, you're all right. She said, but it's simpler than that. She said, why do we like falling in love? Because it feels so fucking good.
Yeah.
Maybe two of her words have not been said.
Yeah, and basically she has said that she loves being in love, and she loves being in love with this person, because it makes her feel special, and it makes her life special.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for that, Bobby. And Naomi, what are your thoughts? Hello, Naomi?
Mutating.
Yes, I'm mutating already. I just had time to read to it briefly and quickly because I was away. But, yeah, I agree, with Bobby. Yeah, that was a great comment, by the way, Bobby. And I know that movie. That was a great movie. And, I think, she says it all in I have lived and with and without you. I have learned life is better with you. She says it all there. And, the sparks that fly as their lips meet and the electrifying sensation. That is being in love and being living with somebody and loving somebody and getting to know them and getting more and more in love, So it's a great poem by Jenny well written. So bravo, Jenny.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. And I did ask for your comment, right?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just checking. All right. So what do we have next?
And next up, we have Captivation
Idea Catcher. And Greg, would you give this a read for us, please?
Sure. Captivation by Deer Catcher. It's good to remember the night lights in her blue eyes, how delightfully she fit in the protection of my encompassing arm. The addiction of her smile, awareness that her smile was for me and everywhere was ours. My focus, understanding, my point of view formed new orbits, new loyalties, possibilities. I learned her story, her history, admired her spirit, her audacity, answered all her unspoken questions in her upturned face. Wish I will be there for you when you need me. When you are tired, never lonely, I will show you wonders, move the boulders for you. How powerful her attraction. I circled about a lifetime, transfixed still in her gaze. End poem.
That was excellent. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, carry on. I was waiting for you. I'm sorry. I know you said that. Yeah, okay. We're fine. So yeah. If you just please go ahead and ask for comments, and I'll try and find what I was looking for because I'm getting lost. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, I loved it. It's about being lost in somebody and orbiting around them, circling for a lifetime. You know, you become so in love with somebody that your whole life is them, and they are your everything, your everyday. So you can't imagine what a tomorrow would be without them. And I thought he captured that quite beautifully. And what are your thoughts, Aris?
Elise? A lot of these poems are hitting the same time. Like I said, you know, with being a new widow, it's just, I could totally see us in this poem too. And I like the point of view and the protectionist, you know, providing that protection within his arm. And he learned her history and her story. It just seems so much like it was written for us. So anyway, thank you for reading it so well.
Absolutely. Thank you for the wonderful comment. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
I'm still thinking about something that Elise just said about being a new widow. My heartfelt sympathies. I've been there. It is tough. But we honor the person who left us by living every day the best way we can. And sometimes that just consists of getting up in the morning. So strength to you, and you'll be my thoughts. And I agree. This is a love letter. This is a love letter. This is someone expressing how important this person it has been in their life, as and how they continue to be the driving force in this person's life. How powerful her, more than the boulders. I will show you wonders, move the boulders for you. How powerful her attraction. I circled about in a lifetime, transfixed still in her gaze. That's when you're deeply in love with someone. It is you are besotted. You can't get enough of them, and it doesn't matter. You know, you can walk across the room and you have to touch them. And this poem by Deer Catcher really expresses that attachment beautifully.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. And Naomi, what did you think?
You know, when what touched me is, you know, when he learned, he says, I learned her story, her history. I admired her spirit, her audacity. answered all her unspoken questions in her upturned face. You know, when a man does that for you, and they are rare, I can tell you that from experience. You know, when somebody is there and they listen to you and, you know, they take the time to learn you, you learn about you and know you, and they come to admire you, you know, you can tell that this man here, this poet, Deer Catcher, is truly in love with this woman because,
oh,
you know,
yes.
Because of that, yeah, because he really, you know, speaks in admiration of this person. So, yeah, wonderfully, wonderfully well written and very sincere, right, I find. Beautifully done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Sorry, muted. Oh, yes, yes, I totally agree with what everybody said. There are just so many good things coming out at the moment. They're just hitting you. I think everybody's feeling the same kind of feelings, that it bringing memories and thoughts to the fore. Yeah, beautifully written. And, yeah, we should have more evenings like this, I think, definitely. Bringing out so many wonderful pieces of poetry. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right. Where are we to next, Weaver?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, my dear. Let's just see where I am. I hate it when I get... Oh, dear. Okay, I think we haven't had Captivation, have we, yet, by Deer Catcher, or
yes.
Have we?
Yeah, we just did.
We did we? You see? What can I say? Mosquitoes are having their way with me. Okay, so let us just forget that one and pretend it never happened. Oh, my God. They need to fire me and get somebody else who can do the job properly. That's what I say. Ah, dear me.
No.
Okay, it's all fun. Well, let's face it, we're having fun. Well, I am. And so we'll go with the flow. Oh, my God. It's old age, people. There's nothing I can do about it. It's catching up with me. Year by year, I'm becoming more and more bewildered. Bewildered and bewildered. Okay, so I think we have one we haven't had. I think we have one we've not read before, and if we have read it, then I do apologize. So this is Lost, Alone, and in Love by Keith M. Drew. And Bobby, could I ask you to give this a read for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. Just as soon as I can get my mouse and my cursor on the right page.
Well, I'm your cursor. I'll do it.
There. No, I got it right here. Right here. Hey, those electrons are speedy little rascals. Alone, Lost, Alone, and in Love by Keith M. Drew. Even now, after all of this time, her perfume lingers in my memory. That kiss, that taste, that moment, surrounded by people on the dance floor. We were drowning and did not want to come up for air. Intertwined as two lovers melding into one, our destinies driving us on. Then the music stopped. I never saw her again. I am cast upon a desert isle. Alone I have been for all of my life, reliving that memory over and over again. So lost, so alone, and in love. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Bobby. And I really enjoyed this. You know, when you fall in love with somebody instantly and then they're gone completely, it just breaks the heart and keeps it heartbroken for ages, it seems. And you're alone, lost, and in love with somebody that you could never have. So I thought it was a touching, right? Very heartfelt, and you did a wonderful job of reading it, Bobby.
Thank you.
All right. What did you think?
I thought it was wonderful. Yes. I mean, you start off with that wonderful title. Just, Lost, Alone. And, I've lost it. Oh, no. Hang on. That shouldn't happen. Bear with me. it's not opening up for some reason, and I don't understand why. So could you just, I'll write a comment later, if you could just carry on for me, please,
Dre.
I don't know what's happening here.
Okay. Elise, what did you think?
I thought it was really beautiful. Again, so, you know, I'm relating very personally to these things, and they're just, they're wonderful. We were drowning and did not want to come up for air. You know, intertwined as two lovers melding into one, our destiny is driving us on. You don't realize necessarily at that moment, you know, what that means about being together and for, you know, the rest of your life or your, you know, being with that soulmate, you know. Then the music stopped. I never saw her again. I am cast upon a desert isle, alone I've been for all of my life, reliving that memory over and over. So lost, so alone, and in love. When things happen so unnaturally, you know, when you lose someone in 10 days, it's just, it's hard to get over. And I know that it's about, you know, incorporating it or whatever. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm getting lost. Anyway, I really enjoyed it, and it was very well read.
Great comment. Thank you, Elise. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
You know, what hit me was her perfume lingers in my memory. You know, the perfume, the scent, you know, I'm really, you know, I remember scents, and it brings me to a special place, you know, the smells. And that line hit me because, yeah, her perfume lingers in my memory. The smell of a certain place or a certain person, or, you know, it just draws you in. So that was really, you know, wonderful line there. And, you know, the way it's, you just feel the longing in this poem, and the sadness, you know, as he says, you know, we're living that memory over and over, you know, cast upon a desert island alone, so lost, so alone and in love. Great write here by Keith, for sure. Very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Bobby, you read it. What did you think?
I think it does a very good job of telling us of how serendipitous meeting the right person can be. As I was saying to someone yesterday, how the most, or what would appear by all appearances be one of the most important decisions in our lives, who we spend the rest of our lives with, is left completely to chance. I call it the cosmic crapshoot. You know, you turn left instead of right. You decide to go to the dance instead of not going to the dance. You go to the mall instead of, you know, you do something that all of a sudden you are encountering someone who has left they've left an impression. They've left an indelible memory with you. And in this case, it's fleeting. He did not grasp it with both hands. It slipped through his fingers, and he's experiencing a lifelong longing for this person. Another film, I remember one of the characters talking about how when he was a young man, and he happened to be boarding a ferry, he saw a young woman with a parasol wearing a white dress. He said he only saw her briefly. He said, but every day of his life, he's thought about her.
Wow.
And,
yeah. I mean.
And it's that just some people leave that impression that they are unforgettable for whatever reason. and unfortunately, this poor soul has found someone who has lodged themselves in his psyche and has lost her. And I don't think there's anything sadder than unfulfilled or unrequited love. And so lost, so alone, and in love, and it feels hopeless. And this person, the author, has expressed this so poignantly in their brevity. Beautifully done. Great storytelling, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. Thank you so much, Bobby. All right, Weaver, where are we to next?
Okay, and next we have The Baseball Cap by our very own Naomi. So I wonder if I could ask you to read this for us, please, Naomi.
Okay. So I just wrote this up from memories, a long time ago. And, just wrote it up for the show. The Baseball Cap. You hand me a faded old baseball cap, saying, here, this is for you. And I smile, knowing it is your favorite, knowing all the precious memories it carries, all those memories of us, of our nights sitting side by side on the old rickety porch at the cottage overlooking the lake with no need to talk, content to simply be there silently together. And I remember you had bought it for our first date and wore it the day we met, but barely, because I couldn't see anything beyond your eyes that lit up every time you smiled as you drank in every word I said. And for the first time in many years, I felt heard as you kept asking me, it seemed like a thousand questions. And I think I loved you for it. Yes, I loved you from that first day. And tonight, I won't have to flip off that awful cap from your head as you carry me to bed, because I'm the one wearing it. And seeing me standing there in baseball cap and nothing more, you laugh and smile wickedly, removing it to savagely tangle your fingers in my hair. And poem.
Well, just a beautiful read and a fabulous write, Naomi. I see that you only wrote this an hour ago, but, you know, the memories spill forth and captivate the reader with its beauty and its touch. You know, it's just an old baseball cap, but it has so much meaning to you because of where it presented itself in your life and how it was used in your life. And I really enjoyed that penultimate stanza, and seeing me standing there in baseball cap and nothing more, you laugh and smile wickedly, removing it to savagely tangle your fingers in my hair. Wow, you can feel the heat rising from that. So excellent, right? And a beautiful read. Thank you so much for sharing, Naomi.
Thank you, Greg.
And Weaver, you bet. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, yes, it was lovely. Beautiful memories. And again, you see, as I said, Gray's prompt has brought so many beautiful memories to the fore, and the sweetness of this as well. It's, you know, love can be wonderful. I tend to say, if I'm very honest, that I don't trust it at all. I don't trust love because it fools you every time. You think, oh, this is the one, this is, and no, it's not. That's just me being cynical, so just ignore me. Luckily, we have people like Naomi who aren't cynical and believe in love having that certain something that we're all looking for. So beautifully done, and a beautiful read as well. You do it so well. And I thought it was just beautiful. But I love this this particular one, this stanza. And I think I loved you for it. Yes, I loved you. Loved you from that first day. Oh, so nice. So nice to be able to see somebody and think, yes, that's my person. Yeah, I like it. Thank you so much for sharing, Naomi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Such a wonderful comment. Thank you. And Elise, what did you think?
I love the storytelling of it. It was such a nice kind of walk with the metaphor. And especially I loved, you know, all those memories of us, of our nights sitting side by side on the old rickety porch at the cottage overlooking the lake with no need to talk, content to simply be there silently together. That's so important. You know, I mean, I really like the beauty. It warm summer nights come to mind, you know, and just that when you fall in love but also when you've been in love for a long time and it's still, you know, at least evolved passion. Anyway, I really, it was a beautiful read and thank you for that. It's really pretty.
Thank you.
A pretty story.
Thank you, Elise.
Great comment. Thank you so much, Elise. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you heard them after she finished reading. That was me applauding in the background.
Thank you, Bobby.
Oh, serious. That was spontaneous. I mean, that was it was a stunningly beautiful and charming write of personal memories and moments in a loving relationship. Your eyes that lit up every time you smiled as you drank in every word I said, and for the first time in many years, I felt heard. That is such a significant line. As you kept asking me, it seemed like 1,000 questions. And he couldn't get enough of you. Delightful, warm, sweet love story told by one tender heart about another tender heart. Wonderfully written.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Bobby.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Weaver, where are we to next?
Okay, and next we have Love at, oh, you're jumping around. Love at Last Sight by Poetess Love. And Elise, I wonder, would you be able to read this for us, please?
Yes, as soon as I find it. hang on just a second. Oh,
take
maybe
your time, take your time.
Okay, stress. Okay, oh, goodness. What was it called? It began with an L, right?
It's Love at Last Sight by Poetess Love.
Okay, Love at Last Sight. Okay, hang on just one second. I have to go through each of these. Where is it? I found it. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
Sorry. Okay. Love at Last Sight. There's no greater attraction than when you see at a glance the answer to your prayers that will change love's circumstance. Although I'm not sold on love at first sight, there was something about you that caught my eye. Everything was just right. I know there's no such elements of perfection except in a dream, but you freed me from the cowardice of my own esteem. What I need to know is, am I alone with this feeling? Tantling, yearning, lubily to whet my appetite. I am alone. Am I alone in this dream, or is this love at last sight? And poem.
Great read, and I enjoyed this poem. You know, when love hits you like that, it's the first sight is the last sight, and you know, you just fall in love, and you wonder, are you alone in this? Can the other person feel it? And it's just a wonderful write. Is this love at last sight? Beautifully written. And thank you so much for sharing Poetess Love. And thank you for reading, Elise. Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, this is great. I like this a lot. Oh, there we are. Keep jumping. Love at last sight. I mean, that's a wonderful little play on words there as well, isn't it? So we're so used to the cliche of love at first sight. So when you see this, it makes you stop and think, you know, different.
always good. I like that. Although I'm not sold on love at first sight, there was something about you that caught my eye. Everything was just right. Perfect. Good, good, good. Going along so far, so good. And then we have that last stanza. What I need to know is, am I alone with this feeling? Tantling, yearning, lubily. Ah, lubily, wonderful word. To whet my appetite. Am I alone in this dream? Is this love at last sight? Oh, a little bit of pathos. That's wonderful. There's somebody with humility, which is so cool. I thought this was beautifully written and a lovely read as well. And that really helped. Always good to hear the sort of emotion in the reading. I like that. So, yes, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you very much. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
I also thought the title was clever. It reminded me. Everything reminds me of films. I'm sorry, I can't help it. But it reminds me of there was a line out of Gigi where the grandmother is talking to Gigi, and she says it's not that we don't fall in love at first. She said we fall in love at last. Meaning that they live their lives first, and love is the last thing they do, which is to commit themselves to one person. And it also reminds me of something that someone said to a friend of mine, said, I may not be your first, but I want to be your last. And it has the same ring to it as I may not have been your first love, but I want to be your last love. And yearning lubily to whet my appetite, and it's love at last sight. It's a clever turn on words. I mean, it's a very clever play on words. It almost reminds me of the phrase, you know, when someone's looking for something, they say, well, it was in the last place I looked. Well, of course. Why would you look any further? You found it. It is the last place you look. Yeah. It's finding love is the last place or the last site to look. Is they finally found what they were searching for. A very clever write. Very cerebral. I think it's very provocative. Makes you think.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with Bobby there. I think it's a very clever turn of words. And, you know, when you're really in love, are you, you know, I've already one time in my life witnessed that, you know, for love at first sight. And like a coup de foudre, they say in French. You know, that's when you really ask yourself, is it one-sided? So, you know, I think that's what they're saying in this poem. Am I alone in this dream? Is this love at last sight? Because if the other person isn't in love with you or didn't have that coup de foudre like you had, well, you're pretty well doomed, you know, if it's only one-sided.
Yeah.
So, but a wonderful, wonderful right here, you know, looking at love from all angles, I find. So well written by Poetess Love, for sure.
Thank you, Naomi. And Elise, what are your thoughts?
I enjoyed reading it. I can see cerebral in there too. But it reminds me of a scene that, you know, you've caught eyes with someone and that person's leaving or you're leaving, and you kind of have that stare, that glance that becomes a stare, and you wonder, you know, or you think about that person. Like it was said earlier, you know, you think about them every day. Because there's a what would have been, and you know, and it just deals with all that butterflies in your stomach stuff about, you know, am I alone in this? Does she love me? Does she not love me? You know, that kind of thing. It just really captured here, and I enjoyed the kind of the frankness of it. I don't know if that's, but it just really grabs me. I don't know, something about Hot Summer Nights now. I don't know what the deal is, but it's just lovely.
Great comment. Thank you, Elise. All right, Weaver, where are we to next?
Ta-da! No, sorry, unmute. Right, what we have next is, I wonder who put this one in. We have, if I could find it, for goodness sake, woman. We have Love Entwined by Grey Eyes Smith. And Grey, if you would give this a read for us, please.
Sure. This is called Love Entwined. Gazing into her Milky Way, my ocean deep starts to sway. I call to her there, through the stars we share. Forever I plead, drink my need, taste my want, with the mystery you flaunt. Evaporate me into your mist, evermore I will not resist. Feel me as I look up and wish, ethereal in love, you shine, my bliss. No cosmic force could ever part our loved entwined from the start. End poem.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Gray. And Elise, would you like to make a comment, please?
Yes, I would. There's something so provocative about it. Just in a... And gosh, should I say that stanza right there, or is it a little too sexy? You know, I really love how it plays at the edge of practically literal, but love in the physical sense. You know, so I enjoyed it a lot, and. If I were bolder, I'd probably read it sexily, but it was really good, so thank you.
Thank you so much, Elise.
Thank you, Elise. That was lovely. And Naomi, your comments, please.
Oh, this is beautiful. Ray, we feel all your love for the stars and the sky and nature, and you know, when you relate to a lot of rites that you do to elements of nature, and you know, gazing into our Milky Way, my ocean deep starts to sway. You know how the ocean is related to the sky and the stars, the moon, and everything is related. You know, everything has a pull and a pull, sway on each other, like a pull force and a pull backwards. So, you know, that's a great, great line there, you know, whether it be the tides that go forward and backward, it's like, you know, the act of lovemaking in a way. I just loved how you opened it up with that line. And, you know, this is deeply sensual all through, and very, very, you know, very and romantic at the same time. It's like both of them intertwine there. And, I just loved it, you know. Beautiful, romantic, and very, very sensual. So bravo, Gray. Wonderful, wonderful, right? Wonderful flow and rhythm to it too, just sings off the page. So beautifully done.
Thank you
so much, Naomi. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. No, that was lovely. Now, Bobby, your thoughts, please.
I enjoyed your brevity, Gray. I like the way that you have expressed what so many of us has felt, that when you have someone who is the object of your affection, or that they become your universe. Gazing into her Milky Way, my ocean deep starts this way. I called, you know, the stars we share, the mystery, evaporate me into your mist. Feed me as I look up and wish, ethereal in love, you shine my bliss. Basically, this person is your universe. Everything revolves around this person. Sun rises and sets on them, and they are your oxygen. And you have said this so eloquently and so romantically. No cosmic force could ever part our love entwined from the start. Beautifully rhymed. I like the way you've broken it up. The format reads beautifully, and it tells a beautiful story, and it does it very economically.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Thank you. And would you like to say anything about your poem, Gray?
It just speaks to that etherealness of love, and you know how it is. It becomes your world, your cosmos, and evaporate me into your mist. Evermore, I will not resist. Comes from somebody who hides in the mist and finds solace there. So I'm asking her to take me there.
Oh. That's lovely. I really enjoyed this, and thank you for sharing it with us. I thought it was beautifully written and very, very deep, very loving. And I love the word ethereal. It's like one of my favorite words. My pagan handle is ethereal truth seeker. Now, is that not just pretentious or what? I mean, really. I love it. So, it's a wonderful word. So, and so that just fits in there perfectly. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Beautifully done and beautifully read. Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put mine up now. I hope nobody minds too much, but it's there, and I'm going. Okay. So we have In Dreams by Weaver of Dreams, and I suppose I'm going to have to try and read it. I can't read my own stuff. That's why I always pre-record. Okay, here we go. This is Gray. Gray asked me to slick something in, so blame him. I like it. We'll blame somebody else. Okay, here we have. I get so nervous. Here we have In Dreams. I sleep and music fills my dreams. I am lifted and wafted across the floor. Feather light, translucent, amorphous. Music delights me, is me, sets me free. Only in the wee small hours are we together. My lover's arms around me hold me close. Then begins a rhythm, slow, sensual, subtle, a beat that tingles and throbs through me. Day is merely the tedious accent to the night, slow to arrive, swallowed swiftly by our ardor. In dreams we move as one, where I end, you start, love and lust as a counterpoint to sweet tenderness. Although you left me, you had no choice, I know. So tonight I will join you, two spirits in tune forever. End poem.
Wow. That was touching. You know, you can feel the loss, and then, so although you left me, you had no choice, I know. So tonight I will join you, two spirits in tune forever. I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but that sounds like somebody dying and somebody committing suicide to join their lover, which is haunting. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're right. Perfectly right. Thank you.
Well, no, that's haunting as well as heartbreaking. But you did a beautiful read on it, and but it's a beautiful tragedy for sure. And the love is palpable. So thank you so much for sharing. Great write and a fabulous read as well. Elise, what did you think?
I loved it. I was really captivated by the language and the alliteration. And I just, It's very lyrical, and of course, you know, music filling my dreams is the metaphor. But it was just very, it captured my imagination. It's something that I could see. So I think it was very well written to be brought to multi-senses, hearing it, seeing it, reading it. You begin to feel it. And so I really like the stanza, then begins a rhythm, slow, sensual, subtle, a beat that tingles and throbs through me. I just, gosh, that sounds so awesome. I mean, it's I like the way you use the language there. And I enjoyed the read. So thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
And Bobby, what did you think?
I thought it was a lovely, loving, sweet, sad write, very poignant and heartfelt. In dreams, we move as one, where I end, you start, love and lust as a counterpoint to sweet tenderness. Although you left me, you had no choice, I know. So tonight, I will join you, two spirits in tune forever. It so eloquently expresses the persistent pain of loving and losing that love. It is a grief that you form a callus over, but it never goes away.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Weaver, where would you next? Hello, Weaver.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was on mute. I apologize. I was being very interesting and exciting and eloquent. So you've missed all that. So I'll just go on to. If you believe that, you could platfog. So here we have.
I believe it.
Oh, thank you. La, la, la. Oh my goodness me. Oh dear. Sorry. It gets funnier because it's true. Okay, you are by Pam Ray. And Naomi, are you available to read this, please? I'm not very sure if Naomi's still with us.
Her phone died.
Oh, no. Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Bobby, my dear, would you read this, please?
Oh, I thought you'd know that. Okay. pulling up the inbox here, we have, oh, Pam Ray. Oh, yes. I will channel Pam. How's that?
Get out.
Okay. You Are by Pam Ray. You are a wild cypress of a man. I want to throw myself against you like hail and melt until we both drown, carved in the art of the flood. If I could only have knowledge of one thing in this life, it would be the way every stabilized inch of your marrow answers the curiosity of my hands. I want to rip away the crime of clothing that smothers your raw masculine energy. Know this, when we first touch, you will say my name with perfect enunciation. By the time I am done with you, you will speak in a language of guttural moans that can only be understood in the translating thrust. End poem.
Wow. Beautiful read, Bobby. And hoo-hoo, Pam, that was steamy. you know, yeah, I do woo-hoo again. I mean, I want to rip away the crime of clothing that smothers your raw masculine energy. Wow. And know this, when we first touch, you will say my name with perfect enunciation. And, you know, you can hear somebody saying, Pam, Pam. Yeah. A wonderful write and a fabulous read, Bobby. Thank you so much for sharing, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Woo-hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo. My God. Oh, my goodness me. That
wonderful. I love it. Not that I want you to be rude, but you weren't, which is great. So, yeah, there's nothing vulgar about this at all. It was beautifully done. It just hit the mark. Just this side of total good taste, which is not easy to do when you want to be woo-hoo-hoo. So she's there. She did it so well. I loved it. Oh, and this, I mean, come on. Until We Both Drown, carved in the art of the flood. Oh. But has got my favorite. Here we go. The one about the guttural moans was pretty damn good, but But I have to love, I want to rip away the crime of clothing that smothers you raw masculine energy. Oh, yes, let's get naked. so clever and so well done. Yes, you've zipped away the curtain and you let us all see the last act.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Great comment. And Elise, your thoughts?
I enjoyed it a lot, and the reading was great too. In particular, I have to say that the use of marrow, and it would be the way every stabilized inch of your marrow answers the curiosity of my hand. That's just an awesome visual to me. I mean, you think about marrow and giving of life and all that stuff, and the blood and that's just a part of your whole body. And you know, think of that again with the crime of clothing. Oh, that's what a great phrase. And it's just, it's a dream in a way, but it is very, very romantic and forthright. The title and the quote at top is, "I want to undress you, vulgarize you a bit," by Henry Miller. So I thought that was a very interesting point of takeoff. And yeah, whoa, kind of warm. Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Elise. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Well, of course, Pam never disappoints when it comes to metaphors. She is the queen of metaphors. Stabilize. I would be the way every stabilized inch of your marrow answers the curiosity of my hands. I mean, it just great storytelling. Great subtle sensuality. She's basically, it's a visceral rite, but it's an elegantly visceral rite, if that makes any sense. I know this, when we first touch, you will say my name with perfect enunciation. I mean, that in itself speaks volumes. She tells the story of the two people coming together in their passion, and she does it with style.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, we're down to the last minute here, ladies, so I'm going to wish you all a wonderful night, and thank you all for calling in to share your hearts, your minds, your most especially your time. Much love, poets. And it was a pleasure having you, Elise. Thank you for joining us. Call anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to.
That was fun.
That's great.
That Naomi.
Great to
hear you, Bobby.
Great to hear you, Bobby. Great to hear you, Elise. Please join us again. It was great fun. Good night, Gray.
Good night, Weaver. Good
night, you all.
Good night, Elise. Good night, Bobby.
Sorry for being a complete mess, but never mind. I'll be better.